Good morning. Merry Christmas. What a beautiful day the Lord has given to us. Another opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Savior and all that goes with it. Yet with Christmas, it seems to come so quickly and then it's gone. And yet though the day passes on the calendar, thankfully we have come to know that Christmas has a lifelong impact. But there is a problem. The problem is that too many people shrug off this truth or don't recognize this truth about the lifelong impact of Christmas. Again, thankfully, God is aware of this, and so He has come up with a solution. A solution which serves as the heart of our focus this Christmas celebration. To God be the glory as we focus in on the importance of Christmas, not just for today, but that lifelong impact on your life and in the life of all, whether they recognize it or not. I invite your attention now to page 3 of our service bulletin. O Lord, You are the King of heaven and earth.
We give You praise and thanks. Hallelujah.
We worship this Christmas day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Peace come to earth.
Thank you.
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love.
The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve him as his dear children. But we have disobeyed him and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am
altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only Son in the flesh may set us free from our old bondage under the yoke of sin. On this Christmas day, as we celebrate the impact Christmas has on our life all life long, a question that flows from that thought, what's the importance of Jesus? God answers that for us through his prophet Isaiah. He is the key to our peace with God. We hear these words, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What's the importance of Jesus? Hebrews reminds us God the Father speaks to us through His Son. Hebrews 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father"? Or again, "I will be His Father, and He will be my Son"? And again, when God brings His firstborn into the world, He says, "Let all God's angels worship Him." In speaking of the angels, He says, "He makes His angels spirits and His servants flames of fire." But about the Son, He says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to stand for the gospel reading.
Stand for
the gospel of St. John, the first chapter, helping us answer that question, what's the importance of Jesus? And John reminds us by inspiration that everything good comes because of Him, especially our salvation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated as we turn to our next Christmas hymn.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace
remain yours in great abundance. This
from God our Father, and through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose birth we are privileged to celebrate yet again, because his birth is true evidence of God's grace and mercy and peace in our life, what he has to offer to the world. And even though the world may not recognize it, that doesn't nullify what God has to offer the world through his Son. So God be praised that his grace and his mercy and his peace can overflow in us and through us, not just today, Christmas Day, but every day of our life. We focus back in on the words of the prophet Isaiah. We hear once again, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to take on human flesh to be the Savior of all. What is a word then that, or a phrase that you have used or could use to help someone understand what Christmas means to you? Is there any word or phrase that you've come up with? When someone asks you, what is Christmas? Love? Good word? Anyone else? Joy? God with us? Peace? All excellent words, right? And there's many more. If you weren't shy, you would shout them out. Redemption. Right? What was that?
Salvation.
Hope, incarnation, right? All these words fit. Because again, we know it's not just Christmas, it's so much more. As we've said repeatedly in the weeks leading up to today, it's about Good Friday, it's about Easter Sunday, it's about his ascension, it's about returning again, it's about him being with us always. And that leads to the heart of our focus this morning. That gives us peace. Peace in our heart, peace in our mind, peace in our lives. But when we talk about the peace at Christmas time, how many people don't even realize what kind of peace God and we are talking about? Because when we talk about peace on earth and goodwill to all, what first comes to mind? No more wars, right? No one will hate each other. But there's a sad reality in the mix. And that sad reality doesn't nullify the peace that God has to offer us and gives to us through his Son, Jesus, the peace that we celebrate at Christmas and beyond. That reality is sin. And as long as there is sin in the human heart, there will be wars and rumors of wars, and there will be hatred. That doesn't mean we're okay with it, nor is God okay with it. In fact, he has a solution. He has a way to help us with those wars and rumors of wars and the hatred. But it's not a superficial peace. It's a peace that came at a price. That price was blood. Not your blood. Not the blood of some other human being, but the blood of his own Son. God so loved you that he was willing to give up his one and only Son so that you could believe in him by his grace and have everlasting peace. And you can enjoy that everlasting peace to a degree now already through the forgiveness of sin. Christmas gives us a foretaste of what is yet to come. And so as the prophet Isaiah was telling his audience about what was going to take place down the road, so we too have encouragement to follow these words, and that is to proclaim peace. a peace which is a gift from God. God made a promise after the fall into sin, but he already knew he would have to make this promise. He knew that his prized creation would disobey his loving command and eat of that fruit of the tree. And how then Adam and Eve would start blaming each other. And then the devil made me do it. Well, God held them all accountable as he holds us accountable. And he made it clear because of that act of disobedience, sin not only came to them, but it has come to all of us. That inherited or original sin that King David confessed, right? In sin did my mother conceive me. Why do we have to remind the 2-year-old to say thank you when they get a gift? Sometimes the 22-year-old as well. Why do we sometimes look at a child and go, what a brat? But then look in the mirror and go, well, so are we. And maybe we still are. It's because of that sin that has been passed down to our parents. And we can't get off the hook by saying it's their fault, because we're still responsible and accountable for our own actions and words and thoughts. That's why God had to make a promise that he would send a Savior to bring reconciliation, peace between our Creator, who cannot have sin in his sight, and we human beings. We recognize then at Christmas and beyond that because of sin, our sin, because we are sinners, we don't deserve God's gift of salvation. But he has given it to us out of his undeserved, unconditional love. And that's what makes it so amazing. He doesn't give us what we deserve. He gives us what we don't deserve. That relationship with him is not something that we can bring about because of our sinful nature. And so we give thanks to God that through his means of grace, he connects us to himself, to Jesus, and what he has won for us through the cross. And then he gives us an opportunity to share what we have been given, to share it with others so that they can have it too. But how are we at sharing that peace that God has for us and for them? I mean, too often we're busy breaking the commandments of God. And which one have we broken already this morning? And which one will we break later today? And which one will we break tomorrow and the next day and the next day? There's an ugly pattern in our life. And that ugly pattern reminds us that we don't deserve God's grace and mercy in our life, that we don't deserve to have peace with him. And yet what is also new today and tomorrow and the next day, his mercies are fresh and new each and every day for you and for me and for all. And so while we cannot stand before God patting ourselves on the back, we can stand before God because Jesus has interceded for us. Merry Christmas. What a gift. A gift that has come from God. Because he made a promise and he kept a promise, which he is prone to do. At just the right time, God sent his Son, born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit, a humble birth. But don't let that deceive us, right? Because even though Jesus came humbly to this earth, there was great power in that birth. Our salvation depended on it. So God renewed the promise that he had made throughout history through the prophet Isaiah, for example. I mean, he was chastising the children of Israel, especially that southern kingdom, regarding their spiritual adultery. warning them time and time again, don't fall away from me. Turn from your evil ways. Come back to me. And that they would refuse time and time again. And so 100 years later, their kingdom would fall. But God's promises remained. And so through the prophet Isaiah, he reminds his people, even though you're going to go through trial and tribulation on account of your wickedness, I am going to remain faithful to my promise. And there will be a time when a remnant of you will return, and through that remnant will proclaim good news. Emmanuel, God is with us. And we are the recipients of that good news. And it's not just for us, it's for all. When Jesus went to the cross as part of that kept promise, he didn't just die for a particular group of people, he died for all people. When he said, "It is finished, I paid for all those commandments you have broken today and tomorrow and the ones you broke yesterday," he meant it. Those broken commandments are not going to be held against you again. They have been removed from God's presence as far as the east is from the west. While we have trouble letting go, thankfully he doesn't. Because of who he is. A God who makes promises and a God who keeps promises. Christmas is great proof of that. And all that comes with it. And one day, we'll be able to celebrate face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ because of that kept promise. Thankfully, God connects the dots for us that Christmas is not just the end of the story. He connects those dots through the Word made flesh, giving us His holy Word for time and eternity so that we can get connected to Jesus and stay connected to Him. He who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so this gift that God has given to us, this gift of peace that He has promised, it's a peace that He wants you and I to share. And as we share it, how does He describe you? You are a people with beautiful feet. Because you have good news to share. It's not about winning the lottery. It's not about a fix for COVID. It's about something even greater. Peace with God through His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. A peace that transcends all understanding. A peace that fills our hearts and our minds even though there is turmoil all around us. That turmoil can nullify what God has already done for us through His Son, Jesus. And even though people may try to get rid of Christmas or try to ignore Christmas, it happened. Tough. It's not going away. God's not going to go, "Oops, I didn't mean that." No, I meant it. The proof, it's all around us and it's too great. And so with confidence and boldness, let us continue to proclaim the good news with beautiful feet. God has called you to peace, and He has called you to be sharers of peace, to live a life of thanks. And so as you go about your life today and tomorrow and the next day, how do you continue to live this life of peace that God has given you? How do you intend to show your family and friends and coworkers and strangers your beautiful feet? Words do matter, even if it's said to a stranger. Even if it's said in your car, no one's with you in that car, but remember who is with you. Beautiful feet. That's what God has given to us and wants us to continually have as we reflect on the peace that He has won for us and given to us through Jesus and wants us to share with others. Let's be real with people. God is real with us about sin. It's an ugly fact, but we need to talk about it. but not just dwell on it, because we have great news to share about that sin. It's rooted in Jesus. And don't people need that encouragement? Don't we need that encouragement? I mean, Christmas and the holiday season, it can be a depressing time for people for many reasons. Maybe they're not feeling well. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one during this time of year. And even though there's been healing, it's never completely healed. But the peace of God helps us work through it and still find joy in our hearts. I mean, there are various reasons why people need encouragement, and God can use you to be that source of encouragement as you focus their attention yet again on the good news that can only come from God. God, help us then look beyond the current and keep looking to the skies, where Jesus will come back again to take us to be with Him forever in heaven. Can you use some peace in your own life? Do you think people around you can use peace in their life? Do you think people from all across the globe can use peace in their life? God be praised that He has given us an opportunity to reflect on the peace that He has for us in opportunities such as this and other times to be in the Word. And God be praised that He gives us the opportunity to share that peace, to use our beautiful feet, to share it with people close by and with people far away. God's peace is a gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? And it's because of that peace that we can say Christmas is truly a merry time of year. But not just for today, right? His peace has a lifelong impact. So leave this place with your feet beautiful. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue with the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem. We pray. Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls on you, but O best of all your graces, with your love, our love renew. Birthdays are another reminder of your grace, O Lord, as you are the giver of life, physical and spiritual. For those among us privileged to celebrate another year of grace, continue to open their eyes to the blessings you have given and will put into their life, that they may reflect glory and praise back to you. Renew the love between husbands and wives, especially those among us celebrating their wedding anniversary. May we, their friends and family, continue to support them in their marriage, living life in your ways. And Lord God, all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works come from you. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments. Defend us also from the fear of our enemies, that we may live in peace and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Just a note about the distribution of the sacrament this morning. You will be asked to remain standing at the rail today because of the candles, the beautiful candles on the rail. So just remember that, no kneeling. As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he is betrayed, took bread.
And when he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you. We now sing on the top of page 11.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
May the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus make us strong to do his will. May the peace of the Lord Jesus fill our lives.
Amen.
To all you beautiful people, Merry Christmas. That was a growing crescendo. There you go. There's always one in the crowd. You still got beautiful feet. Just a reminder, next week, New Year's Day, our worship service, we have the one at 9:30. Bible studies will resume on January 8th. There's a weekly news printed copy there if you don't receive it electronically. If you want to receive it electronically and you don't currently, just contact Stacy at the office. We'll get you hooked up that way, provided you give us an active and current email. I appreciate that. So now it's time to put all the Christmas songs away for another year. No, right? We're going to continue to sing Christmas songs in the Sundays that follow, and really we could do it all year round. We don't let the titles of that are in the hymnal bother us, because that's not the Bible. And so we are free in Christ to sing Christmas hymns throughout the year. So again, God be praised that He's given us peace and freedom to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That leads to one more song on page 12. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Everybody ready? Go Tell It.